The reading of the will.
May I have your attention, please? This is the last will and testament of our dear friend and relative, Samuel B. Cohen. I, Samuel Benjamin Cohen, being of sound mind and body, do hereby declare this to be my last will and testament. Number one. To my son, my beautiful boy, Sheldon, my firstborn, who made me proud of him all my life, a fine son, a good husband, a wonderful father, and the best dentist in the United States. To my son, Sheldon, I bequeath, tax-free, $1 million.
Wonderful.
Isn't that magnificent?
Good luck, Sheldon.
Number two, to my beautiful daughter Jane, with a Y. To that lovely child who always got high marks and helped her mother with the dishes when we couldn't afford a maid, who got a scholarship to Hunter College, who for a long time has been a little too particular or she'd be married already. To my lovely daughter Jane, with a Y, tax-free $1 million.
Such a generous man.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mazel tov.
Number three, to my beautiful wife Miriam, friend, companion, love of my life, to the lovely Miriam, I give with pleasure everything that's not in her name already. The white Chrysler Imperial with the white sidewalls and the Prince's telephone, the Picasso from the back of the store, my Arnold Palmer golf clubs with a new leather bag, and tax-free $2 million in cash. Enjoy, sweetheart, enjoy.
Oh, what a marvelous husband.
An angel, not a man, an angel.
The Picasso from back of the store and everything.
Number four, to my brother-in-law, Louis, who lived with us all of his life, who never had to do a day's work, who knew how to handicap the ponies better than anybody, who only smoked the finest cigars, mine. To my brother-in-law, Louis, who all his life said I would never remember him in my will. Hello, Louis.
I love that. Hello, Louis. Oh, such a classic. And that's good comedy, you know. They didn't have to curse. They didn't have to use craziness. It was just really good humor. I hope you enjoyed that. Well, the 60s was an interesting time for Jewish music. Of course, the first three albums that Shlomo Carlebach made were, I know the third one was in 1965, just at the time that these comedy albums were produced. So the first two were, I'm guessing, around 63, 64. And around 1965, he appeared at the Village Gate. Some of you may remember Art DeLugoff and the Village Gate. This was recorded live, and I'd just like to read to you from the album. It says, a personal message from Shlomo Carlebach. While on the way to my concert at the Village Gate, I composed the melody, Pischuli Sharei Tzedek, Open the Gates of Righteousness. It occurred to me that at one time or another, all of us have stood at the heavenly gates pleading for admission. When they did not open instantly, many of us turned away in anger or despair, not realizing that we must be prepared to knock for a lifetime. This record is an invitation to young people who know that life without him is empty. Let us, with song and prayer and hearts of fire, storm the gates of righteousness together. Meet you at the gates, Shlomo. Let's hear this recorded live at the Village Gate in 1965. It was around 1965, 1966.